Hey podcast listeners, je suis Valentin, votre aventurier préféré. Ma mission, explorer la Terre pour vivre des aventures inoubliables et découvrir les cultures d'autres pays, puis partager ces expériences avec vous. Welcome to the Super Vagabond Podcast, where I believe in less than a year, you can leave your routine and start traveling for an extended period of time. Even if you're not on the road, join us every Thursday morning with your earbuds on. Welcome to another episode of the Super Vagabond Podcast. If you stick around to the end of this episode, I'll share with you a recommended book to become a sex god. But first, let me tell you about this. Before yesterday, I met for the first time Benoit, a friend from Bonegirl.fr, a popular blog about male fashion. They launched their own Connoisseur jeans and sold out the first production batch in less than 24 hours. I was so impressed by their success, and I'm looking forward to hear more. You can learn more about this by visiting their website, Bonegirl.fr. I'll post the URL in today's show notes. Now, I have some good news. This morning, I opened some metrics for Super Vagabond, and let me show you some results. You are now 206 members who read the Super Vagabond Manifesto and receive updates regularly from me. That's amazing to me. Thank you so much. Si vous ne l'avez pas déjà fait, vous pouvez télécharger le manifeste du blog en vous rendant sur chaquejouretuneaventure.com. We are also 118 members on the Super Vagabond's Facebook page. Hey, I encourage you to post useful stuff on this page or tell me more about you and ask questions if you want. And last but not least, I just opened a podcasting tool I used called Buzzsprout, and it says there has been 580 plays for the first 4 episodes of the Super Vagabond Podcast. Thank you so much! And hey, if you like the Super Vagabond Podcast, give this show a review on iTunes and share the shit out of it, as usual. Now let's get to the 5 main list topic, 5 steps to leaving your routine and start traveling. So I have a new project. Actually, it's not that new, but it's been on my mind since a long time, and now I'm thinking about really applying it. I'm creating a program to help you get out of your routine and leave to a faraway country to start traveling for a long time. So, in fact, here is my guarantee and prediction for this program. From the day I release this program, I will guarantee that in 1 year, you'll leave your home country and start traveling for at least 6 months in a row, return flight included. I think this program will be in French only, so here's a sneak peek into it for you English speakers. Enter 5 steps to leaving your routine and start traveling. First, you have to get yourself a plan. Preparation and planning is the first step. You should prepare your process, but not the destination. What I mean is, what you're going to prepare is the question how to leave my country and start traveling, and not the questions like, how am I going to book my flights, where am I going to go, what will I do there, you know, questions like that. It's not useful yet, you should not ask them. It's like, it's as if you were in a bus and you are looking at your watch to know the time. The bus will not go faster than you. What I mean is, you're going to plan from your situation now to yourself in a plane to Bangkok or wherever you want, and not the nuts and bolts of what you're going to do there, etc. So it can take up to a year to prepare a long period of traveling. Actually, for me, it took 1 year to prepare about 18 months of travel. You have to find out how to save a stash of cash big enough and free yourself from time-consuming duties to go on an adventure for 6 months to a year. The second step is to create a stash of cash, and there's 3 fast ways to that. Save money, sell your stuff, and get you a money job. What I mean by a money job, it's a job that focuses on earning money and not necessarily your pleasure at the job. I was fortunate enough to land a job in Air France to become a flight attendant. I worked for about 6 months and I could work and travel at the same time. That was really an amazing job. But if I had to do it without my Air France job, I would have taken a hard work where I would have earned a lot of money without consuming much money. For example, I read stuff about being a cruise ship crew member. Free your time. Either you're a student, like I am, and you negotiate a gap year with your school, or you find an agreement with your employer to, well, either you leave your job or you find this agreement with your employer to leave your job for a specific period of time and then come back after your travels. That's totally possible. That's what Tim Ferriss from the 4-Hour Work Week recommends. Prepare your adventure. I have 4 advice on this. First one is get a tiny backpack. No more than 28 liter is what you need. I was traveling with a Deuter Futura 28 liter. It was more than enough. I think I could have survived on much less because I took a sleeping bag and to me it was a tiny backpack. There was still stuff I didn't use. And when I traveled to the Philippines to attend to the Tropical MBA, I took a tiny 15-liter backpack from the North Face, and it was more than enough and really perfect. Buy good quality gear. By good quality gear, I mean buy merino wool t-shirts because they are the best material for traveling. If you like taking pictures, find a nice camera, maybe secondhand. Buy good shoes. You don't need to buy flip-flops in your home country because they are very cheap in your destination country. You could even leave with what you have on your back and buy your stuff in your destination country if it's cheaper. For example, in Asia, many stuff are manufactured there. Avoid at all cost Lonely Planet guidebooks. That's my main advice. Please don't buy into Lonely Planet guidebooks. They are the worst. I mean, they're okay to know about the history and the obvious places to visit, the obvious tourist places, but if you want to find off the radar places and restaurants and cool stuff to do, you should not buy a Lonely Planet guidebook because oftentimes I call this the malediction of the Lonely Planet guidebook. When you go into a restaurant that's recommended by them, the prices will go up. Sometimes they will double because if your guidebook is like 3 years old, then the restaurant will raise their price oftentimes. In Vietnam, there was this famous restaurant that's called Chaka La Vuong, something like that, where you eat chaka. It's a fish specialty in Hanoi. And there was a shitload of restaurants with the same name, like almost the same name in the same street, and charged the double price for not the authentic dish of the real restaurant. I recommend other guidebooks, less known. My favorite for Vietnam is the Frommer's guidebook. Anything that is not the mainstream guidebooks in your country would do it. And then book your flight. You can start by kayak.com. You should research more. There are some price difference. You can also look into kayak.com/buzz, which will show you hot destinations with low price to go. And lastly, you can hang out in flightfox.com. So actually, I'm opening this page now. Real people compete to find you the best flights. That's it. They guarantee the lowest prices for international and multi-city flights. You enter your trip details, you launch a contest, and people will start competing on your flight. They will find you cheap flights, then you award a winner, and you book your flight. That's it. And the last step is to enjoy your new life. 3 advice. Get a SIM card and start texting chicks. My friend Dan says that you only need a heart and a phone number in the Philippines. It's been proven. Go out and eat at every street food place you can find. Street food is the best in Asia especially, and oftentimes if you see locals eating there, it means you can eat this street food because they have a reputation. Locals would not hang out there if it was bad food that get them sick. Talk to random people and you'll trigger adventures. Oftentimes when I arrived in a new city, I would just walk around for a long time, like for 3 hours, to visit the city, get a sense of it. And sometimes I met people and just started adventures. That's how it works. That's it for the sneak peek. If you're interested in hearing more about this program I'm creating, send me a message at valentin@supervagabond.fr and I'll personally take care of you. Now let's get to the useful tip. I read an ebook last week that was called The Sex God Method by Daniel Rose. This guy is very smart. He says there are 4 pillars of amazing sex: domination, emotion, immersion, and variety. So basically, you have to express these 4 pillars during sex time, and your girl will thank you for it. So you can check out Sex God Method by Daniel Rose. Well, it's the end of this week's episode. Thank you and see you next Thursday morning. Hey, if you like it, give this show a review on iTunes and share the shit out of it. Facebook and Twitter are good, but if you want your children to learn English, tell them to listen to the Super Vagabond podcast. I'll give you a cool opener idea. Ask a random chick in the street if she knows about the Super Vagabond podcast, and if she don't, well, there is a good chance she won't. Pretend you're surprised because she looks adventurous and you like adventurous women, of course. Let me know how it worked and I feature you on the next episode. Merci d'avoir écouté le cinquième épisode du Super Vagabond Podcast. Si vous ne l'avez pas déjà fait, vous pouvez télécharger le manifeste du blog en vous rendant sur chaquejouretuneaventure.com. Si vous aimez un mélange d'émotion, d'immersion et de variété, vous allez apprécier. Thanks for listening to the Super Vagabond Podcast, where I try to share my humble experiences on how to live freaking awesome adventures and travel extensively when you're young and French. Yeah, baby.